It is that time of year, the holiday season, where we're constantly reminded of things to be grateful for. And as wonderful as that is, there actually might be a sneaky way that some of you are using gratitude to should all over yourself, as in, I should feel this way, I shouldn't feel this way, etc., etc. So let's call that out, shall we? In this episode, you're going to hear about how you might be using gratitude in a very particular way that actually might be causing you more harm than good. We're going to talk about where it comes from, how it manifests in your own life, and how it affects you and the people around you as well. And of course, we're going to talk about how to change this so you do feel better at the end of the day. All this and more in just under 20 minutes. Take a listen. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another week here on the podcast. Hope you are doing well this holiday season as we just are starting to get into the swing of things. And I mentioned the holiday season, and as you can tell by the title and introduction, there's always a lot of talk about gratitude. I've recorded episodes about gratitude before, and on this episode, I want to specifically hone in on something that I've actually noticed a lot of my clients or even friends, colleagues are doing, and I can't believe I haven't recorded an episode about this before. So here we go. You might be using gratitude as a way to punish yourself. And let me explain this a little bit further. I've had encounters with clients, I've talked to people who are like, you know, I am really struggling with X. Could be like, you know, I just lost my job. But, you know, actually, I am so grateful that I have a loving family and I have a house over my head. And it's very clear to me that they are struggling emotionally with whatever it is. Like they are crying and they're having just really nervous system reactions to whatever the thing is. And they're saying at the same time, oh, I'm really grateful for, you know, all the riches and the bounty in my life, which, you know me, I love gratitude. Gratitude is amazing. It is an incredible tool, feeling, emotion. It is an asset for however we want to use it. And if you're using gratitude in this particular way, you're actually holding yourself back. You're actually punishing yourself. In a way, you're actually gaslighting yourself into feeling something else aside from what you're actually experiencing in the moment. I'll give you an example. Let's pretend you're walking down the street, you're minding your own business, and some deranged person with a chainsaw comes up to you and just slices off your arm. One of your arms, it doesn't matter, just pick one. And you're there and you're like, oh my God, someone just sliced off my arm. What people are doing and what you might be doing as well by using gratitude in the moment is saying like, you know what? Oh, it's okay. Like my arm is fine. You know what? I'm really, really grateful that I actually have another arm because, you know, I had two arms and now I still have one. It sounds really, really ridiculous because I'm using this example to be very, very outlandish and out there to illustrate a point, right? You're not going to basically stand there while your arm was just being chopped off, bleeding in pain on the street and just be like, oh, you know what? It's okay. I still have a second arm, right? You're going to tend to the wound. You might be screaming your head off. You might be like, oh my God, someone call an ambulance. I need to attend to this problem first. And what so many people I've noticed and what I have done in the past as well, before I got a lot of therapy, before I got a lot of coaching, is that I would ignore the wound. I would not tend to the part of me that was hurting. Does that sound familiar? Does that make sense? So many of us are bypassing that necessary first step of just acknowledging that we are in pain. that we are not okay and that it's okay to not be okay. Every single time that I have brought this up to a client that I've noticed is doing this and just given them the space, allowed them to give themselves the permission to be like, oh my God, I'm actually hurting and that it's okay for me to hurt. And, you know, these are legitimate reasons that these people are having, clients, friends, colleagues, you know. They had a job loss. They've been really struggling financially. Their kid is, you know, struggling, or their kid is having mental health issues, or they're being bullied. Maybe you're being bullied. You're having marital problems. There's a death of a loved one. There's always some really legitimate reason for people to feel the way that they're feeling. And even if you think that your situation is silly and it's not a big deal, just thinking that makes whatever part of you deep down that is having a reaction feel like they're being disregarded. It makes that part of you that is feeling vulnerable and raw feel even more unsafe because there's a dissonance, right? It's like, oh, there's a part of me that's like, oh my God, I don't like this. I'm really struggling and this is awful. And then the other part of you is like, no, we should be grateful because we're alive and we still have money and we have a house overhead and we're still able to eat. And there are so many other people out there who don't have all those things. Yes, it is good to be grateful, but not if you're going to use it as a way to punish yourself from feeling a way that you don't think you should be feeling, right? And one of my most popular episodes is the Price of Your Mental Health episode. I will link it in the show notes. The crux of where I started to spiral down during that time period, because I talk about where I was with my mental health during COVID and all that stuff, was I kept telling myself, I should be able to handle this pandemic because I chose hospice and palliative care. I chose to work with seriously ill and dying people. And yet I was overwhelmed. I was having panic attacks. I was crying all the time. I was crying in the shower, just kneeling, and I couldn't get out of bed. And the other part of my brain was like, no, I should be fine. I'm a physician. I'm a professional. I am grateful that I'm not, you know, in this position with other people and that I'm not dead. And again, I kept using that as a way to tell my body and tell myself to feel something other than what I was feeling. The moment I started to acknowledge that it was okay, it was expected, it was normal for me to feel exactly how I was feeling in the moment, it just felt like a weight was lifted off of my shoulders and that I could just come up for air a little bit. Instead of feeling like I was drowning or on the verge of, you know, just passing out from not being able to get enough air, you know? And if I may, I want to pull back even more a little bit and think about this in a broader perspective. One of the stories that I love to share is about Shonda Rhimes. You may know her as the entertainment juggernaut, television producer, showrunner for Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, the Bridgerton series, Inventing Anna, Queen Charlotte, like all of these incredible shows. She worked for ABC for a long time, I think almost like two decades, generated over $2 billion, B with a B, of revenue for the company. And she was trying to get an all-inclusive pass to Disneyland for, I think, one of her nannies or her sister. And she was trying to get more than one. I guess they're not transferable or something. Her family gets to the gate and she was supposed to have two passes. And I think she only had one. She called up some people and one of the high-ranking executives said to her at that time, I think, don't you have enough, right? Think about it. This woman generated $2 billion worth of revenue for a network and she's asking for another all-inclusive Disneyland pass. And, you know, forgive me, I don't know how much these passes are, but I'm guessing it's maybe not $2 billion, maybe not even, you know, $2 million, however much it is. These issues are so rooted in scarcity. It's rooted in you should be grateful for what you have, especially, oh my gosh, especially if you are part of a population which, you know, identifies as a minority, a person of color, a woman, or anything like that. It is rooted in you cannot do it all and you cannot have it all, right? And it's the same with feeling guilty about enjoying yourself while other people are suffering, which I hear a lot, especially nowadays or in the holidays or really any time of year. You know, yes, be a good person and be cognizant and want to help others who are less fortunate than you. That is, I'm all for that. But it's like you refusing to eat dinner doesn't mean your meal that isn't in your stomach magically appears in front of someone who is starving, right? It does mean that you potentially rob yourself of the energy to help those people by maybe donating, by starting a nonprofit or a business for a population in need, or coming up with another creative solution to help those who are less fortunate, who may not have the privilege that you or I have. It's rooted in this either or instead of both and. And that's why I love hospice and palliative care so much. I love coaching people to see that there's a duality here. It doesn't have to be one or the other. I once had a family and I told them that their mom is brain dead, literally brain dead. And they decided through the conversation to make one of the most heartbreaking and hardest decisions of their lives to take her off of life support because they're like, this is not what she would have wanted. And she's brain dead, essentially had passed. And they started cracking up thinking about how long it would take them to go through all of her possessions because they said, and I quote, she has so much shit, you know, and they were crying and snotting and tearing and laughing at the same time. And I still remember that moment just being like, how is this possible that people are able to feel these two seemingly totally opposite emotions and hold them at the same time? It's like that scene in Inside Out, that Pixar movie. If you've ever seen it, it is phenomenal. Please go see it if you haven't. But at the beginning, they have like these orbs that are single colored because they represent anger or joy or sadness, right? And then towards the end, you start to see these orbs become mixed colors. It's joy and anger. It is sadness and relief, or it's grief and love. This multifaceted things and emotions and experiences that we are all able to have. And I hope that this episode is a reminder that it is okay to not be okay. It is okay. It is perfectly fine. It is normal. It is expected for you to be in pain, to not have it all together, to not be in control, to not know what's going on, to not know what's going to happen in your near and immediate future. And that through practice, through intention, through working with yourself and learning the tools to be able to regulate your own nervous system, to have your own back, to figure out what you can control in times that seem totally uncontrollable. That is agency. That is power of the ultimate kind. That is the greatest power that I know that I've experienced in my life thus far. And I want you to be able to have that power as well. Because once you're able to do that for yourself, all you want to do, I assume and I hope, is to share that with other people, with your friends, with your family, with strangers halfway around the world that you've never even met. And so please, please, during this holiday season, be grateful for the sake of being grateful because it fills you up with so much joy that you have so many things to be grateful for if you try and look for them. not because you're trying to punish yourself or gaslight yourself into feeling something else other than exactly what you are feeling right now. So that's it for today's episode. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, if it really struck a chord with you or opened your eyes to something you might be doing in your own life, please, please help me out, help this show out, and share it with a friend, a family member on your social network. Tag me at PurposeFilter on Instagram. If you take a screenshot and share the episode with others, it would be so helpful to get this out there into the ears of more and more people so that they too know that it's okay to be human and it's okay to use gratitude in the way that you want to use gratitude. And it's okay to use gratitude in the way it's meant to be used and not as a punishment for just being human. And if you want to learn more about emotional regulation, how to calm your nervous system down, how to be able to have the ability to control the things you can control during challenging times, then just click the link in the show notes below and schedule a complimentary call with me, and we'll talk about how you can implement real-time tools to do exactly that. And as always, take care of yourselves and take care of each other. I'll see you next time.